Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Happy opening day. Let's talk. I love this guy. Let's talk to Rob Dibble, longtime former MLB pitcher, radio host, baseball analyst on Twitter at RobDibble49. Dibs, good morning, buddy. I know it's spring. If the groundhog, what is it, seizes, doesn't see a shadow, whatever, or I get to talk to you.
Dude, it's 35 and raining here in Connecticut.
What?
I think these games are already postponed.
It's 35. So you've lived in L.A., so I won't even tell you what the weather is here. You know
it's
happening.
Probably here. 80 and sunny and hadn't rained in a year.
No, it's cold. It's 72 and it rained 7 days ago. We're in shock, but it's 72 and sunny. Rob Dibble on the show. Dude, I hate to start on a joyous day with a topic that's anything but joy-filled, but I gotta start with Shohei Ohtani with you here. There's so many ways to go. I'll let you just go where you want. What do you make a few days in of this bizarro scandal?
Well, let's just start with what we don't know about this guy. We don't know anything. he's kind of like a recluse. This iffy guy is his only really go-between between his world and our world. And I guess this guy wasn't just an interpreter, Bill. He was his trainer, his gopher. He was his limo driver.
Right.
You know, Ippy was driving this guy around this whole time with the Angels, and I guess Ohtani didn't even have a license till last year. Who does that? Who comes to a country for six? If I had gone to Japan to play within a year, I'd start learning the language, and I'd already have a license, and I'd start assimilating to their culture. So this guy has remained kind of Japanese in our culture. And doing things his own way. Now, Dave Roberts, to his credit, said, no, listen, we're not going to do what they did with the Angels. He's not going to be on his own program. He's not going to show up when he wants to show up and just do his own routine. And I've always hated guys like that because you're a family. Everybody does everything together. You stretch together. You go out together. Why do you think we won a championship? You know, we're a family. I'm still best buddies with O'Neill and Eric Davis and Larkin and Norm and Joe Oliver and all. I talk to them weekly and daily. So, to make it seem like, you know, this is just a job, it's not. It's not just a job. We've done it all of our lives. I'm still coaching. I'm still trying to help kids get to college. So this guy is a businessman first. Let me just get into, like, some of his off-the-field stuff. So Eduardo Perez told me, this guy makes $60 million off the field. I don't believe that. I think it's more like $75 or $100 million in endorsements off the field. Because who else can defer $700 million contract, $680 of it? This guy's making money hand over fist. Let's get back to Ippy. This guy's your best friend. You're going to tell me that you didn't learn until last Wednesday that this guy had a gambling problem? Please. I was there for the Pete Rose deal. I watched a lot of this stuff transpire, and I was only there for a half a year watching a lot of this stuff in spring training all the way through the season, where guys are running in and out, Bill. Finding out scores of different games and stuff like that. I mean, this has been going on since I got to the big leagues in the 80s. And to make it seem like, you know, this guy had no idea that his buddy had a gambling addiction in the millions. Now, I've heard this guy makes $300,000 a year. That's fine.
Right.
Let's say a half a million. If you're making a half a million, you're not gambling millions and getting away with it with bookies. So then let's get to the bookies. I grew up with guys like this. I grew up in Connecticut with drug dealers, bookies, guys that are in organized crime. So they're not going to let you get away with that much money, you know, that you owe them without something drastic happening. This is what brought down Pete. He owed two different bookies, let's just say $250,000 each, wasn't paying off. They were threatening his family to the point where they were like, the bookies went to the government. What organized crime figures go to the government?
Right.
So this is where I'm at with Shohei. I don't believe anything he's saying. But I also don't believe Major League Baseball will do anything. And let me say one more thing. The Dodgers have a history of making marriages with bad people. Let's go back to Puig. You can go back to Urias, Trevor Bauer. Now we got Shohei. This is a nightmare PR scenario for opening day.
I mean, dude, that is so well said. Rob Dibble hanging out on the show. You hit on all of that, and I want to get to the actual opening day, but I have one more Shohei Ohtani question for you, Dibs. And that is, and I know that there's so much more wealth in your game and all the games we talk about here on the radio that you talk about on the radio than there was when you were playing. But guys still made a lot of money. Based on your experiences and your inside knowledge of having been an MLB player, do you think it's conceivable, and I'm with you on my skepticism, but can you give people insight on these guys who have all this money? And the idea that they would just give access to their bank accounts, that they would be play loose and fast with their passwords with guys they trust, is that also something you saw, or does that strain credibility for you as well?
With their money, but they was going back to their agents, and I could say, like, you know, my agents were lawyers and accountants. My first lawyer was a CPA, so Eric Goldschmidt, and he was like, listen, save 2/3 of your money. You know, don't do card shows and not pay taxes. And you remember the whole Daryl Strawberry thing. My ex-wife actually kept Eric Goldschmidt out of prison because she testified in that federal case and said, listen, no, Eric always said pay your taxes on card shows. And this is after we won the World Series. We did tons of card shows and stuff, and you're paid like $5,000-$10,000 in cash. These guys like Strawberry and other guys are making $50,000, $100,000 in cash. So let's just go back to that. You're not allowing people into your bank account if you're smart. Now, I know Robbie Alomar had people stealing money from him. I know a lot of other people. But that was usually your agent paying your bills. And a lot of those agents offer that thing. Now, a personal friend, absolutely not. None of my I've got some really close personal friends that I've known for years, including Norm Charlton that I roomed with for 7 years. Norm and I wouldn't trust each other with our PIN numbers. And I love him like a brother. So to make it seem like this guy could take $4.5 million out of your bank account, and then you find out about it because somebody came to you and said your people said, well, this guy took money from you. No way. I don't buy any of that. But again, I'll go back to whether it was the Astros cheating, Manfred let them off. Whether it was Biogenesis and A-Rod, Bud Selig let them all off with immunity. You can't destroy the game. And the integrity of the game by suspending players. So I don't feel they'll suspend this guy. Now, football's a little different. I could historically go back to look up Paul Hornung and Alex Karras. They got suspended for a year for gambling on football. Michael Jordan, he was basically forced out of the game for a couple years for all his gambling stuff. So it's not just gambling on baseball. It's involving organized crime. And I'll finish with this. I was a player rep, and every spring there's two huge rules in baseball. The PEDs, but even bigger is gambling. You walk into any locker room, there's a huge banner, like ceiling to floor. Do not be around gamblers, organized crime, anything that has to do with gambling. It's not just on baseball. So they would bring in, so they come to me, Major League Baseball Security comes to me, and they go, Rob, we want to bring in these guys and do a little hour seminar with the players. They would be from the Gambino family. The Colombo family, they would be from the mafia families. These were informants on how you get involved with organized crime. Just having dinner with them, you're involved with organized crime. So I'm very well aware with how you get involved with organized crime, going back to my childhood days, to my marriages, to even these people that I know even now that extort money from people, Bill. So it's just to make it seem like the more money you have, the more problems you're going to have, because you have to insulate yourself from the outside world. And to make it seem like this guy, who's the most guarded guy, you didn't even know his wife's name, you didn't know his dog's name, he's going to give out his PIN number to Ippy? Come on, be serious.
Rob Dibble, who could have been the Dos Equis man, and you should hear some of the other stories that this man can tell hanging out here on CBS Sports Radio. Dibs, a couple baseball questions for you beyond the Ohtani madness, the craziness. I appreciate the candor and the perspective. Outside of the Dodgers and the Braves and the Yankees and whatever other big dogs I'm forgetting, are there any teams that are piquing your interest? That there aren't always surprises in baseball, but Baltimore was surprising, I think, to the casual fan last year. Any teams you got your eye on in that respect?
Well, absolutely. I think the Royals are going to make some noise. I think they've gotten better. I really, really like the Diamondbacks, man. They've got the highest payroll they've ever had at $175 million. They got in there late on Jordan Montgomery. So I like the Giants. I think the Giants have made some inroads with their pitching. Now, Robbie Ray is not going to come back for a little bit, but once he gets healthy and all those guys in that rotation get healthy, watch for the Dodgers. But that's like the AL East and the National League West are two of the toughest divisions. And like we saw last year, if you just make the wild card, if you can make the wild card, let's just say the Blue Jays look great too. If you just make the wild card, it's like the NCAA tournament. You could go all the way to the finals. It's just if you get on a good run. And I think that a lot of these teams are starting to get it. You have to set yourself up for the playoffs before just the regular season. A lot of these teams are great. Yeah, hey, let's win 100 games and get beat in the first round of the postseason. No, you don't want to do that. You want to build as much as you can off season to build for the postseason, so that at the trade deadline, if you have an injured shortstop or you have an injured center fielder, you can go trade for those guys and fill holes. You don't want to try to build a postseason roster in the trade market.
Rob Dibble hanging out here on the show. And in that respect, Rob, what did you make of some of the very late signings, including some big-name pitchers, a lot of Scott Boras clients? It just, the free agent market seems bizarre. Is the model broken? What is going on in baseball as teams try to build their rosters? Sometimes it feels
Boras
like
always overinflates his clients. Being here on the East Coast, remember J.D. Martinez, Boras was out there. He's worth 210, 210, 210. He signed late for 110 with the Red Sox. And J.D., by the way, just signed with the Mets late and should have signed early. But again, when you're overinflating numbers, or you have guys that don't want to play in certain situations. Snell did not want to play with the Yankees. Yankees made a quick $150 million offer to this guy. He didn't want it. Did not want to pitch in the Big Apple. So that's why he took a late deal. Some of these other guys, I don't want to say collusion, but it's more like we can control the market, because you're finally getting wise to, you can't give pitchers 10-year deals. You can't give pitchers 8-year deals. They get injured all the time. That's just the way it's going to be. So I think some of these teams wised up, stop throwing $300 million around. I don't know what this Yamamoto guy is going to bring to the Dodgers. I think that could end up being a bad deal that bites the Dodgers. But I think with a lot of these other teams, 2, 3, 4 years, very reasonable deals and team-friendly deals. So some of the late signings was really overinflation. I don't think it was that the market wasn't going to bear them to make $300 million. I just think teams are getting smarter, because these analytical people are also have doctored, PhDs in economics. And they're like, listen, you're stupid if you give somebody $300 million and their elbow breaks after 3 years. Look at Gerrit Cole right now. I mean, a lot of this stuff that you cannot control. And so when you're talking about some of the best pitchers in baseball, DeGrom, Cole, any of these guys that are Max Scherzer, Verlander, all these guys that blow up as they get older. I wouldn't give them a bunch of money either. So I think it's a little bit of both, overinflation and the market just it's getting smarter.
Dibs, last one for you. I love talking to you about anything, especially baseball. Give me your way too early. It's ridiculous to ask, but I guess I have to answer. I'm on a radio perspective on who is going to be in the World Series, what feels like 2 years from now, but it is just in October.
I think the Braves.
Okay.
And, oh, God, if you had to pin me down on this,
literally,
I'll say the Mariners.
Okay. Look at that. What about the Dodgers? Are they? I mean, is it like NLCS run that just comes up short?
The Dodgers win 100 games. I think that. But here's the thing: it's like the Yankees. Everybody hates them. So you're more invested in wanting to win that series over the World Series against them.
Everybody does hate them.
Everybody that hates is them. True. The way they spent $1 billion on two guys. I hate them, and I'm not even playing.
I would hate them, but my kids love them, so I'm sort of in that vortex. Rob Dibble, my friend, happy opening day. Love the candor on Ohtani. You got to write a book, bro. I mean, you've told me some of these stories on the air and just in general. You got to write a book on your life. Thank you for giving us a few insights into the Rob Dibble experience.
You write it. I'll tell it.
Done. Let's find a publisher. I'm on it.
Sounds good.
All right, player. Thanks, buddy.
All right, brother.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.